Welcome to the Upshot subscriber bonus segment this week. I'm Charlie. He's Jamie. We have a special guest today for our subscriber bonus segment. It is the CEO of XII Brands, which is probably something that means very little to anybody listening right now, but we're going to get to it, as well as the founder of Savage Apparel Company, Todd Curran. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys.
So for those who do not know who Savage Apparel Company is and why it is a relevant name in the disc golf scene, can you give listeners some background on what your apparel company has been doing in disc golf and what Savage has been up to over the last couple of years?
Sure. We Savage is an active apparel company focused on the active lifestyle, and one of those active lifestyles that we like to be a part of is disc golf. So a few years ago, we've ventured into disc golf, and working with some different organizations, different companies, and different players, we were able to introduce Savage to the disc golf world. We specialize in creating custom apparel on our products. And then that's then given out or sold out to the different organizations or customers, and it's been pretty cool so far.
What has it kind of been like to get into disc golf? I know you guys are more known on the ultimate side of things. What was kind of the first that notion that, hey, disc golf is a sport that we're interested in, and then sort of those first steps into that foray of this kind of young burgeoning sport?
Sure. So the big difference between disc golf and ultimate, where we started, is, you know, going from a team sport to a more individualized sport. But the way that we kind of entered the sport of disc golf, first, a big shout out to Avery Jenkins, who moved from ultimate to disc golf in college and made the right move, I think, there with his fantastic career. So got lots of advice from him when we were moving into it. But we focus mostly on the college level of disc golf. We partner with college disc golf specifically because it was, you know, team oriented. So multiple players going out and competing and needing to have uniforms. And that evolved into working with other disc manufacturers and also organizations or stores, events that wanted to have a more uniform kind of look. And that evolved even more into the Savage Squad, which is in its third year this year. And we're working to make them feel like they're part of a team as opposed to just individually going out and competing themselves. A more support system, which is always great within the team kind of sports. And so if we can bring a little bit more support to people, I think that would be great.
So you do the Jomez jerseys, right?
We do. They have been a fantastic partner in the disc golf world. Not only are they amazing at what they do, they're amazing just people to know. We love our conversations with them. And then their designs are just, they're top notch. They push the envelope. We tell them what we're capable of doing. And then they say, does this work? And we go, yes, why didn't we think of that? And so they've done a fantastic job with just really capitalizing on the abilities that Savage Apparel can provide them.
Now, I believe you also did the Disc Golf Pro Tour jerseys that Jamie and Nate and Val were wearing for the broadcast this weekend. Is that right?
That's right. We were able to finalize our sponsorship for Disc Golf Pro Tour for 2020. And so we were able to get essentially the staff, commentators, and a few of the other, or I guess on-field commentators, and then, you know, Jamie and Val, their gear as well. And then we're going to be expanding into sellables as well as some other cool opportunities that will be coming out throughout the year.
That's very cool. I have to ask, and it has nothing to do with the jersey itself. You got to get them some white polos or something so they don't look like they're camouflaging themselves against the background.
I mean, I'll let them know.
Jamie was like John Cena. You can't see me. I was like, where is Jamie right now?
Was there a question in there?
Nope.
There was
no question.
there
was a little bit of miscoordination between the people that made the backdrop. Like, we're wearing the same
color. It was over coordination. It was like, let's all nail this color scheme perfectly.
They look sick, though. I'm going to tell you, I appreciate it. And let me jump in and say again publicly, Todd, thank you. Because when I ran the San Francisco Safari last September, I called up Savage, worked with Austin, and got some, like our sponsor, our VIP sponsor pack, had some fully sublimated jerseys, like with our tournament art on them. So I thought that was super cool. And yeah, just shout out. I dig it.
Thanks, Jamie.
Right, let's ask some questions. We're too softball here. Let's get into this.
Yeah, tooting my horn for me. Thanks, guys.
So let me open up some background here for those who won't know this. I mentioned at the top that you're the CEO of XII Brands. So if you're not following what's going on in the Ultimate Frisbee world, Savage just basically signed a merger, a consolidation with another major Ultimate Frisbee apparel company called Five Ultimate, who is not involved in disc golf, but is an important manufacturer in Ultimate, as well as a company that that makes Ultimate discs. So they don't make disc golf discs at all. It's just a competitor to the Discraft Ultrastar called Aria. So there's now this new conglomerate company. This was just announced this week, which is why we have Todd on today. So what I want to ask you, Todd, is for people who are following disc golf, you know, what is this going to mean for what's going on in disc golf? Are we going to see Five getting into disc golf? Is this going to take up more of your time and you're not going to be focusing as much on disc golf with the Savage brand? Have you given this thought yet? I know this is all very new still, and you just got this merger agreed to about a month ago. So where do you stand on that? How is this going to impact the disc golf community?
We're hoping that it's going to be a huge positive impact on the disc golf community. The way that we've designed XII Brands is each of the brands will continue to be independently branded out using our marketing team, their own sales team, and design team for each of the different brands, and be able to work together to kind of behind the scenes to just make everything just better, better products, better timing, better solutions. And on the disc golf side, Savage Apparel Company is poised itself as, you know, the apparel company for disc golf and customization. On Five Ultimate, they're going to remain in the Ultimate side and really focus on that. That's something that they've been able to maintain for since 2006 when they began, and we want to continue that as well. So on Savage, a few years ago, we recognized that expanding from the Ultimate side, from the Ultimate sport, allowed us to just kind of get to our goals. And so disc golf was one of those sports we wanted to start working with, and we want to continue to do that. And we've recognized that working together with the behind the scenes things will elevate the Savage brand specifically. And we're very excited about what that means. You know, we just invested in some new machinery that should get things out faster, better quality. We're looking into getting some more recycled fabrics faster than what we had planned, now that we do have another apparel company part with us. So we're going to be able to introduce new products that are either designed specifically for the disc golf world or that work very well in tandem with the disc golf world under the Savage branding.
Okay. Let's drill down into this a little bit.
Sure.
So, as somebody, I had heard of Five Ultimate because of Charlie, basically, you know, mm-hmm. from kind of the other side of the house here at UltiWorld. I, of course, know Savage. Is it a complete bifurcation? Like, is Five focused on Ultimate and Savage is the hand of this body that is now completely focused on disc golf? Or is there still going to be crossover? And I guess, like, from a bigger sense, what were the advantages to combining? Is it a sense that, like, hey, we can just buy bigger quantities at better prices from distributors? Is it just like specialization of marketing? What's kind of that sharp focus that says this makes sense to combine our efforts as opposed to just kind of going it alone as savage? Because I mean, if you have an ultimate market and you have a growing disc golf market, you know, some people would say, we'll keep it to yourself, you know, build your fence and build your empire. But you chose a different approach.
I did. And it didn't come lightly. It was a lot of conversations back and forth over the last year to figure out what the best move going forward. And what we recognized was, you know, Savage has made a name for itself, and it is my personal baby. You know, I started it in 2009. And on the other side, on Five Ultimate and on Aria, they have the exact same feelings of their babies. And during those early conversations, we recognized that going at it as either a new company or as a new, as one or the other type thing, we would lose a lot of what we have both kind of gathered. And when we recognized that that was kind of the best move forward as a company and as the ownership model, it really aligned ourselves into knowing exactly how we were going to focus moving forward. You know, Savage has really made a name for itself in the disc golf world and with other sports as well. And we wanted to continue to do that as well as continue our ultimate Frisbee customer base as well. But on the Savage or on the Five Ultimate side, we also are using this opportunity to really make sure that, you know, their core values are remaining within their brand, which is to really see the sport of ultimate Frisbee grow to where everybody thinks it can get to. So we recognize that having the two different brands remain different brands allowed for each of the brands, how they began, to continue growing the way that they did. And it's not as sexy as, you know, it could be, because where we're seeing the best opportunities is the behind the scenes, you know, as you were saying, how, you know, we have economies of scale. So the more fabric we can make, the cheaper it is for us to produce it. You know, the buying power is definitely big. One of our pillars is sustainability for XII brands. And it's this merger has allowed us to go out and move faster into sustainable products because we have a bigger buying power. You know, factories now want to work with us because we can bring them double the quantity in half the time.
So I'm curious, from your perspective, how do you see the ultimate market and the disc golf market being different?
Well, one thing is the thing that you always hear about, actually in disc golf and in ultimate, but it's more in ultimate, is it's a very cheap sport on ultimate. You know, there's no real sponsors coming in. There's not a lot of money into it, and that's because to play ultimate, you need a disc. You know, it's a very minimal just investment to get started. Now, for those players that then continue to go and be competitive, they're investing thousands of dollars a year to be on a team and compete and buy top quality gear. But in disc golf, it's all individual. So if you want to be, you know, a competitive disc golfer, you have to buy 12 discs to have in your bag, 18 discs to have in your bag, a really nice bag to carry that. And those bags are a few hundred dollars. Competing in events and paying, you know, $50, $150, $300 to be a part of these different, you know, tournaments, where on the ultimate side, there's just not that kind of personal finances going into it. It's all more like team oriented. And so I would say that that's kind of the biggest difference, is it's really team versus independent, you know, players. And you can definitely see that on the disc golf side. You know, you see Paul McBeth signing $1 million deal with Discraft. And, you know, Discraft is, you know, the number one disc in ultimate, hopefully not for long. But they, you know, they're not turning around and offering teams $1 million sponsorships. So there's a big difference between the two, just right there.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're offering sponsorships to somebody who leaves Ultimate. again, yeah. not taking shots here, but that's the reality of the scenario. So it's kind of interesting to say that. Like, what's the, from a marketing or aesthetics or like branding standpoint, how are Ultimate and Disc Golf different?
Let's see. On the marketing side, for Ultimate, it is very community focused. As you know, or I guess not all the listeners here know, but there is a professional Ultimate league called the American Ultimate Disc League, and there's also the Premier Ultimate League, which is the women's division professional league, and they just raised, Charlie, do you know the exact where they've raised it to this point? But it's over $170,000 in what, 2 days, and very. You know, community focused. Everybody is looking to grow this sport, you know, with the best values moving forward. And it's just very player invested. And on the disc golf side for the marketing, it's very individual, invested. It's who's your favorite player? What's your favorite event? What's your favorite plastic? What's your favorite disc? And there's definitely a community feel. There's definitely going into it. I've been to many different disc golf events, and I always feel extremely welcomed. And it seems like all the fans and all the newcomers are very, very welcome. But there's just a slightly different sense of community in the disc golf world versus Ultimate. And I think that's where you kind of have to refocus your marketing tactics on how that kind of can get out into the market to help grow your business.
So what do you see as kind of like your big priorities? And I guess I just asked this as a general question, not necessarily specifically in disc golf. You know, what are you hoping to do in the next 6 months to a year as you establish this new larger company with multiple brands?
So in the disc golf community specifically, we're looking to really get a little bit heavier into events. We are finalizing our 2020 squad. We've gotten a great response rate back from our players so far and getting that finalized. So working with events is going to be big. We are changing up how our event kind of marketing and our event merchandising sales can go, where it will become more digital focused as opposed to on site, which is one of our new pillars for XII Brands, is to decrease waste. We want to make sure that we don't want these tournament directors overspending and saying, where did the profit go this year? Oh, it was spent for merchandise and we only sold half of it. Can we make it where, you know, A, there's very little waste, and B, it's becoming a more net profitable, you know, opportunity for these directors to be able to maintain, you know, their lifestyle of creating these top level events. So we're really looking on the disc golf world of really creating those different relationships and becoming the premier apparel provider for disc golf. We want every single disc golfer out there, either it be a top talented player or somebody just getting into it, if they want some customized gear, to, you know, give us a ring and see if we can make them something. On the bigger side of XII Brands, we're really focused on growing each of the brands to become better brands themselves. We're definitely coming in from three different companies where, you know, mistakes have been made. And so we can work together with all the brain power of the ownership group to make sure that we're moving forward in a much stronger way. So we can start just being the top-notch brands that we always wanted them to be.
So when you agreed to this interview, you hired me as a 5-minute consultant. I don't know if you knew that. So here's going to be my question. Getting into disc golf, and I hear you about, you know, reducing waste and sustainability being a pillar of the company, and that's great. I think that resonates with disc golfers as well. How do you come across as authentic? Like, do you feel like the message, do you feel like a disc golfers see you as a disc golf brand at this point, or still as an Ultimate brand? And if so, and if the strategy is not to kind of be on the course at the events, which is, you know, I'll say, and this is my word, my opinion, that's the water cooler of the sport. if you're not there, are you really there? That's still kind of where we are in disc golf. So how do you plan to balance that, you know, achieving that sustainability goal, but also still kind of being there and being a part of a disc golf brand, not seen as a crossover necessarily?
Sure. We're actually taking that into account. We've done essentially an audit on our events, to kind of recognize what, is needed and, you know, how can we achieve our goals of sustainability and reducing waste, yet still increase our presence at events. And so, we're marrying our events, team with our marketing team and our sales team. So the idea is at many of these events, even though there may just be some digital opportunities, there's also going to be some on-site, marketing and advertising, either that being personnel or, you know, banners and gear to be sold as well. But potentially it will be less waste, I guess could be the way to say how we're moving into it. And also because we're doing things more digital, it allows us to be in more places than what our personnel can really handle. So if there's 12 events on a weekend, we may focus on three of them as being there, while the other nine, which may be smaller or out of reach for us, we can still have a presence either digitally or, you know, on site with some marketing opportunities there.
What are the biggest risks you face?
I think the biggest risk is not executing properly. I think that is the biggest risk for any business, but us specifically on XII Brands is a lot of eyes are watching us. We have three very strong brands, and the goal is to make them stronger. And if it's executed poorly, we can see how it doesn't grow to what we're expecting.
I guess I want to press on that a little bit, because Charlie and I have had a lot of discussions in the past, you know, just kind of big picture philosophical talks about like the demographic of Ultimate versus the demographic of disc golf. And they're pretty different. Aside from being a team versus individual sport, I think also it's a different marketing demographic altogether. So how are you ensuring that you really hit this demographic? Because I think we've seen throughout the past 5 years in this sport, we've seen brands come and go, and we've seen some kind of, you know, dip their toe in the water. And we've seen some people just dive in head first and really figure it out. But what are some of the things that you're keying on from that perspective to really make sure you're kind of ringing true to disc golf?
Sure. I've been a disc golfer for, now it's 20 years. Wow. I'm getting pretty old. I'm not a competitive disc golfer, but it's something that I've done with my dad, and my brothers. We'd go out all the time, and I've kind of transitioned from Ultimate into disc golf, almost as well as Brody has. We'll see who wins on that fight. But, nice. Because I am a disc golfer, just like I was an Ultimate, player, I do have my hand on the pulse. You know, I do have my finger on the pulse, figuring out what, you know, the community is looking for and needs, and also being open to figuring that out with the community. I think that's one of the big things that we bring on the Savage side to the disc golf community, is we're not coming in and shoving something down somebody's throat and saying, you need to buy this. It is working with different organizations, working with you, Jamie, with your event, and figuring out how do we do this, you know, on a price model that works for the event itself, and really growing together with what we do well, with what disc golf does well, and trying to marry the two. I think there are times where in our past that we've tried to do that and it didn't really become anything. We went after the flag football market for a few years, and we recognized that our values, our products, our company just didn't fit well. And so we kind of backed off on it. But with disc golf, it's been incredibly just heartwarming. I'm not sure the exact word I want to use, but it's felt nice to go to events and people have been excited to see us, curious to see us, and giving us feedback of what, you know, they're looking to see. The main thing that I've kind of seen is really, you know, price shock. You know, we're coming in with a little bit higher priced items than you normally get from, you know, different disc manufacturers and things like that. But it definitely is a smaller price shock than some of the other competitors that have been in the market for a little bit as well. And so I think us trying to be a part of the community, listening to the community, is the way that we stay a part of the community and really focus our goals on community goals, as opposed to us pushing goals of our own into, you know, the disc golf community.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking some time with us here today, and good luck to you. And as you go off on this new venture, it's going to be, I'm sure, a lot of work. I'm sure it already has been.
Yes, it has, and it's exciting. But I finally got my full night rest last night, so I'm good to go now that it's out in the open, and everybody can chat with me about what's going on instead of me saying I can't talk about it.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Todd Curran, founder of Savage, CEO of XII Brands.